B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
4 o'clock hour, Mike Missinelli Show, brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at landispc.com. Well, it is Tuesday, and we're inching closer to playing football again in this town. Eagles and Patriots, and listen, it's clear what the season has come down to. They've got to win one of three games. I don't think that's crazy to think they win one of three games, and I think it could be this weekend. It's something that I'm getting a feeling, the line's shrinking. Tyrone, if they win this game, they're going to win a division.
Yes, but I think they'll win it with 11 wins if they win this game.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
So you think they'll beat Dallas later in the season, but they won't beat Seattle?
Right.
They win this game?
I think they're going to finish with 11 or 9. I don't think they'll finish with 10.
Wow. So you got either two wins or three losses.
Yes.
And what makes you come to that conclusion? It's good. But you're still siding on the three losses part.
Yeah, I still think 9-7. I don't think
they're going to win this weekend.
I do not.
Okay.
I think it might be close, and I see why people can logically make an argument. But these weapons, I still believe, are the worst in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think against a well-coached team, and I know the Patriots are always well-coached, these guys will be able to make any plays at all.
All right. We shall see. How do you feel about this? And again, this is a big game for Carson Wentz. I read an email early in the show, and Harold, his name is, and he puts it right out there. He says this is Carson's statement game. Beating the GOAT would put the league on notice that Carson could have beat Brady in that Super Bowl, and losing opens up critics to say that Wentz would have lost in the playoffs while Foles won. So Carson has to slay Goliath this Sunday or forever live in the shadow of the man that did.
But here's my problem with that email. So let's say he does lose, and then he beats, the following week they beat the Seahawks, and then he beats Dak later. No, are we going to say, he lost to Brady?
No, we'll reverse it.
That's what I mean. Like
we will reverse it. But I think he's trying to make the point that this would go a long way towards building that chain link fence, strong chain link of Carson being the quarterback.
I'll say this. If they win this week with these weapons, I think, honestly, he should be in the MVP conversation.
you are so down on these weapons.
I've never hated
these weapons.
I've never seen anything like it. It's unbelievable. I've never seen it. I long for the days of a Torrance Small. Yeah. I long for the days of Calvin Williams.
Uh-huh. Can I hear Carson Walsh again?
Sure.
Can I hear him to talk about the wide receivers coach talking about Mac Hollins, of all people? Here it is.
Mac Hollins, yes, he does not have the catches that we talked about. But at the end of the day, when Mac Hollins grades out for us, he's one of our top graders every week because he aligns right, he assigns right, and he plays with great effort. And we believe when the ball comes Mac's way, he's going to make the play for us.
Man. He led top graders every week without production. That's amazing. He lines up right.
Did you know? Don't they? Middle school kids line up right, Mike. Middle school kids line up right. That's all it takes in the NFL to line up in the right spot. That's all it takes in the NFL to be a top grader. You say that out loud? There's no way he's back next year as wide receivers coach. There's no way.
Come on, coach. You can't go that far. It's just Philadelphia. You know, people are going to hear that and go, oh, yeah, well, yeah, he's top grader. Let's go to Jim in Havertown. Jim, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Jim.
Mikey Mizerab. What is up, brother?
What's going on, Jim?
Same old stuff. I'm going against the Folgian society as always. Ty, I don't know why you ever called this fan base dumb, but you did again in the beginning of the show, saying the Folgian society. Yeah, Folgian society are dumb people. I think that's the way you meant. Who cares? I don't even know why I'm bringing that up. I know you hate that, Mike. I apologize.
I don't care. What do you bring up? If he, like, the Folesian Society, I think, is misguided.
Yeah.
So.
Who came up with that? Who coined that phrase, Mike? I gotta tell you, I love it. Folesian Society.
That was me. Yeah, I coined that phrase.
Nice, brother. I thought you before, dude. Once in a while, you got some pearls.
Yeah. I coined Macho Row, too, back in the day.
Yeah, nice. But, dude, the best for me still is 4 for 4. And that's your great friend.
Uh-huh.
my friend also, man. And I love 4 for 4. Of course, Mike, I get in these debates sometimes with Cowboy fans. If you have a, you know, of course, everybody, this is common sense stuff. If you have a connection to it, I don't know, mom, dad, somebody's from there, you live there for a minute, then no big deal. But when you do it just because to be, I don't know, out there for debate, you like to argue, I don't know. So I hate that.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, everybody does.
Where are you going with this combo today, Jim?
Who knows, Mike?
You're pretzel-logiced.
I'm going to tell you again, Mike. I'm smoking my, what's the name, doctor prescribed medicine.
Oh, really? What are you, like Dion Waiters?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, no, I don't do edibles. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, well, listen, smoke away, brother. Dion Waiters. Where do you? Were they in Denver or something?
Phoenix.
Oh, they're in Phoenix?
They're flying to L.A., so it was less than a 90-minute flight.
He got the edibles in Phoenix?
All right, so he believes in no snitching. Yeah. So that's why he got the 10 games, because he's not diving out where he got it from. The speculation is that a teammate gave it to him.
Oh, really?
That's the speculation.
Where did teammate get it?
Teammate might have probably had it. They're not hard to find anymore. They're easy to get.
With you?
Yeah.
I guess if you make a stop in Denver, you load up, right?
Yeah, and remember, they're taking team charters, so they're not going through security.
Yeah.
California.
Okay.
Yeah, and they were on their way to L.A., so there's probably somebody who just had them. And apparently the what's coming out is the truer story was that he took one, it wasn't kicking in, so he took several more, and that's what caused the panic attack. The story was he took one and had a panic attack, apparently more likely because he's a 6'4", 200-plus-pound man.
Uh-huh.
He took one, it wasn't doing the job, he took more, freaked out. On a less than 90-minute flight for a guy who flies probably since he was in college every day.
Maybe counterfeit edible.
Nah.
Possible.
No. I remember in my 20s, I'm a much older man. Those things can do some things to you if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They can be legit. That's the problem. They can get you if you're not careful.
All right, let's go. Chuck, calling from Florida. What's up, Chuck? Chucky.
Hey, Mike. What's Mike, up? How you doing?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I enjoy your show a lot.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm going to take you back to the Carson Wentz here when he got hurt. I want to ask your opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
He got hurt in the L.A. game, right?
Yep.
Okay, so then Nick Foles comes in and they win.
Mm-hmm.
Then Nick Foles gets buried the next week or two, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, for the MVP candidate, and I know this is just totally, you might not even want to talk about, he wasn't going to play the last game against Dallas, right? Because they had everything wrapped up. And then Brady gets the MVP. So that's the end of that. So now they're coming up this week and they're playing the Patriots. The Evil Empire. And it's a great game. And then I read that like Brady still hasn't forgot about it and everything.
Brady plays the storyline. He's smart. He plays the storyline. You know,
he's an actor, dude.
He is. He's perfect. He delivers the perfect lines.
He's great for the NFL. So anyway, I'm just hoping, like you say, that the Eagles can get one out of these two. But I like them to beat the Patriots. I'd really rather them beat Seattle. Because, you know, there's always a chance that Seattle could lose a game too. And if the Eagles beat them head-to-head on the tiebreaker, that'll be a big game.
Yeah, whatever. I'll take that too. I just have a feeling you're going to beat the Patriots. So, but they could lose these next two and still beat Dallas and win the division. So to me, the chances are good they're going to win the division.
I think I agree with it also. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I like it. I enjoy it. I like the Sixers. I think that Embiid and Joel are not playing together. You know, they were 5-0, and they're going to be okay. You know, it's a long season. Too many long seasons, like baseball, hockey, and basketball.
Yes, I totally agree. I am not paying attention until a chunk of this season is over, and that's how you can evaluate what they are.
I know. But everything, like, you know, listen, I'm down here. I root for Eagles. I love Eagles. I got a little contingent. We meet every Sunday, and it's fun. And I just enjoy the Philly sports, and I enjoy your show. So,
all right, Chuck, you have fun down there in Florida, where it's going to be a lot warmer than it is here. Let's go to Ed in Wilmington. Ed, what's up?
Mike, how are you?
Hello, Ed.
Hey, listen, I agree with you on the fries. You got to go the traditional skinny fry, McDonald's. They've got a pretty good frozen one, Orida, that is pretty good in an air fryer.
Yeah, I don't do frozen fries.
Well, you might try.
No, I don't.
It's better popcorn with vinegar.
No, I don't do frozen fries.
All right, that's fine. Tyrone is on all his points. I couldn't agree with him more about the receivers. When I think of these Eagles receivers, I just see kids at the little table at the holiday. You know, where they have to sit at the little table, the whole bunch of them.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I was a little table guy for a lot of years.
Well, I'm sorry.
It was the card table they set up, too. It was the flimsy table.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's where they deserve to be because they're letting Carson down. And if he's red-faced Sunday, then he's under duress, and that's when we have a problem. But I still like our chances. And also, Tyrone's totally right. Russell Wilson does not have 1 ounce of cool in him. Not 1 ounce.
No, he doesn't. And I don't know if that matters. But most of the great quarterbacks have had cool attached to them. Because cool makes people attached to you and makes you better a leader, right? If you're unfettered, like, who's the coolest quarterback in the history of quarterbacks was Joe Namath, right?
Yes.
And people love Joe Namath. Guys that played for him loved him because he had this cool way going about things. Like, he never didn't look plussed or anything. And he lived cool. So it's like, all right, he's cool. You believe in a cool guy, don't you?
You do. Now, Brady, they always shuffle receivers in and out. So if they don't think he's cool, mm-hmm. you're out of there.
Yeah, Brady's cool because he's just...
he has his own kind of cool.
He's great.
He does have his own kind of cool.
It's a greatness that follows him.
Yeah. Now, Rodgers has the one Super Bowl, but he's rubbed a lot of guys the wrong way since then.
He's less cool than Brady.
Yeah.
But still, defining, like, the guy has made play after play after play to make teams win. So that comes with a certain cool, you know? It attaches to you.
It does. At the same time, Devontae Adams is so much better than anyone the Eagles have. Like, it's just, I know he's a great quarterback, but he's throwing to a guy who's amazing.
No, I get it, and he threw Reggie Cobb and, you know, guys like that. I totally get it. Randall Cobb, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And he had playmakers around. I get it. But
Jordy Nelson could play.
Looking at the demeanor of the guy. Look at the way he carries himself on a football field. Looking at the plays he makes. Unfettered. Climbs out of the pocket. Spins away. Throws in the room. So that's cool.
See, I think Carson makes a lot of those tough, athletic, almost going down kind of throws. That escape against Washington. I think he does things. The problem is he's throwing the guys with lobster claw hands, ping pong paddle hands.
He escapes. That makes him kind of cool. But Five escaped, and he wasn't cool.
There's the problem. Five also didn't want anybody else to have any fun. Hey, guys.
All right.
Somebody tweeted to me that Five was the guy who reminded teacher that they didn't give any homework.
It's possible.
That's absolutely who Five was. Excuse me, where's the homework? That's Five.
Are we having the pop test pop quiz today?
Yes. Don't forget, you said you were going to assign some homework. I know it's Friday, teach. That's Five. I don't think Carson would do that.
No, he wouldn't.
That's classic. Let's go to Harry and Kate May. Harry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Harry.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up? What's up, Harry?
I wanted to make a comment about, you know, this Donovan McNabb talking about Dak and the
musical thing. It's hilarious to me that people think this video is worthy of jokes. Don't be joking about quarterbacks.
Well, here, one of the greatest cinematographers ever was Steve Zabel, and he used to have his guys, he didn't want them to ever film a play on the field. He wanted them to go into the stands and walk around and just, you know, film real life. And one of the best films ever, Tyrone or Natalie won't remember it, was the NFL Films guy running down the sideline at the vet, filming a hot dog wrapper, blowing from end zone to end zone, and they put it to music. It was a classic.
Yeah, how does that relate to Five?
Well, no, just him criticizing, like, you know, that was, you know, they put his warm-up to music. It's the same thing.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's a parody. It's like, listen, the guy's dancing, they put it to music. It's good. It wasn't critical of Dak or anything
right.
else.
Right. There are a lot of clever people on social media. You're able to do stuff like that on social media. People put together stuff. Natalie does it all the time. Right, Nat?
I do.
I think the comparison is the hot dog wrapper at the Vet.
Yeah, I don't remember the hot dog wrapper to music, but I'm sure that that was their type of style. Nick in San Diego, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick.
Let me preface this conversation by saying I'm in Puerto Nuevo, Mexico today, which is about 40 miles south of San Diego. We're doing, it's lobster season right now, so me and my sons are down here.
Catching lobsters?
Yeah, but these are Pacific lobsters, so they're a little bit different than, say, the northeastern type lobsters. There's no claws on these lobsters.
Really?
It's a different body. And basically, the lobsters are actually, they're fried. They're fried in pure lard, and which, by the way, my cardiologist has said is better for me than any other oil out there except for olive oil.
Wait a minute, the lobster's shelled. You fry it in the shell?
Yeah, well, you make an incision right down through the body.
Uh-huh.
Then you spread it open, and then you defat fry it in the lard, and it's served with refried beans, arroz, rice.
Wow. So you're catching these lobsters. What, you're using your own traps?
Well, actually, you don't even use traps. It's done through netting.
You net up the lobsters, and you take them back over the border?
Well, you can take them over the border, or you can take them into Puerto Nuevo is tons of houses of people who live here who live on the second floor, and the first floor is like a restaurant, and they take care of all the tourists. So you bring your lobster into them.
That's living.
Oh,
what a life you have, Nick.
They'll add the refried beans, they'll add the arroz,
I just didn't want to make sure you get in trouble like Kramer did on Seinfeld with the lobster poaching.
Oh, no.
All right.
You can bring in as many lobsters as you want. You can do whatever you want with them.
Uh-huh.
And the worst thing to do is to take them over the border because that's when the U.S. agents, they give you a hard time.
All right, so wait a minute. The lobsters don't have claws. How do they defend themselves?
They don't defend themselves. No, they really don't.
They're sitting lobsters?
They're sitting
ducks?
They're pretty much laying on the bottom of the sea.
Oh, how about this? You learn some every day. What color are they? Are they green and then they still cook up red?
No, actually, they're the same color as you would think it would be, as they would say back east, you would think these would be coal lobsters, which means no claws at all. They have the same red color after they're cooked, and they have the brownish green color when they're done. And also, by the way, another second topic. My cardiologist said the beyond meat, too many preservatives, too many fillers, do not eat that stuff. He said that'll kill you a lot faster than regular meat will.
Okay, you're talking about the plant-based. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now here's what I really called about. I hate to be miserable down here in Mexico. Mm-hmm. But last night I saw two people, Jadeveon Clowney and Josh Gordon, who we could have both signed easily.
Wait, how about the third? How about DK Metcalf, who they could have drafted?
And Metcalf. So you have a GM who has overextended his stay by at least a year to a year.
Ooh, all of a sudden, Howie might be netting lobsters down in Mexico if the people had their way.
If I'm Carson, I got some real beef with him.
You got some real beef with Howie.
I'm watching the game with Howie.
We're not giving him weapons.
I'm sitting down watching the game with Howie.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Howie, you didn't like him?
Uh-huh.
I'm phoning to who? No, you didn't like him either, huh, Howie? Explain to me why.
Yeah. That lobster story is freaking me out, man, because I never knew lobster, like, the lobster has no claws.
So it's a California spiny lobster.
It's a different kind of lobster.
Yeah, but they still have, like, the little legs, but they just don't have the big lobster claws.
That's good meat, the claws.
It's delicious meat.
Does it still have the big tail?
Yeah, it has the big tail. It's the same thing. It just really doesn't have the claws. I'm looking at a picture of it now.
All right.
Reddish brown color with stripes along the legs and has a pair of enlarged antennae but no claws.
You know, Tyrone, you make sure that they don't put the lobster in the scrambled eggs.
They're kosher.
Yeah, Rachel. Rachel.
Yes. After she mentioned the shrinkage, she got in the car and left in the middle of the night.
George got her back. 610-632-0975. 5 o'clock hour features Sal Powell. Yep, Tuesdays with Sal. We're back. What do we have to ask Sal about? Oh, he did
a radio analyst situation.
Yes, he did on this past Sunday for Jets Giants.
How about that? We got to talk to him about that. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Your calls after this, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's get an update on the Twitter poll, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Miss Natalie Eganoff. Natalie, did you say something?
I don't know.
In the last segment?
Ty started laughing when I was reading about the lobster, and I didn't know what he was laughing at.
Was it a double entendre? I missed it, too. Tyrone,
I don't know what I said.
What did you do with it, Tyrone?
I
tracked it?
Not yet. I wrote the time down. I'm going to pull it after she does the Twitter poll.
Are you going to use it as a soundbite?
Oh, it's going to be a drop.
It's a drop?
Yeah, it's rules is rules.
I have no idea what I said. I was just talking about the lobster's antennas, right?
No.
I don't know what it was. Now.
This had nothing to do with the antennas.
I don't know if anybody else caught it.
But I did. So you go ahead and do the Twitter poll.
He was laughing, and I didn't know what I didn't know what he was laughing at.
What is that thing you have on your head? What is that?
This is what the scarves came wrapped in.
So she gave us the scarves.
I gave you guys the scarves, and I took the bow.
Doing the gypsy look.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's the Twitter poll say now?
All righty. Well, now it closed. Hold on. Where'd it go? Okay, here it is. Over 2,400 votes on this one, Mike. Would beating New England on Sunday change your opinion of Carson Wentz? 46% say yes, 54% say no.
All righty. Thank you very much. Let's get to Patton Ambler. What's up, buddy?
Mikey Miss, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
What's going on, Pat?
Tyrone, Natalie, how are you?
They're doing fantastic.
Oh, awesome, Mike. Awesome, Mike. The boys are on the 4-game winning streak now, Mike. Let's keep it going.
Oh, all of a sudden you're coming out of woodwork with your fly boys.
Oh, heck yeah,
that's,
Mike.
That's 8 big points.
Oh, that's no doubt. No doubt.
That's right.
They're taking care of business. But, Mike, I'm going to dive into this Eagles game here. Mm-hmm. And I heard you talking. Listen, first of all, here, there's flyer tickets up for stake, so I'm definitely going to give you my best knowledge.
Yeah, we gave them away already.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay. But look here, Mike. I do want to dive into this Eagles game. Who's more under pressure to win this game right now, Carson or Dougie P? Because Carson's got to show that he don't have this Nick Foles shadow still living with him, like Tommy Gunn with Rocky. Or is it Dougie P that, you know, he's got to show to the people, I could beat this guy without Frank Reich?
Yeah, it's an interesting way of looking at it. The way I look at it, I don't know, the fans would have to look at it like, is this the defining moment? To me, Carson Wentz has to win 1 of 3 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you got? You got a kid crying in the background there, Pat?
Yeah, that's my junior. He's fighting me because I'm talking to you. And
oh, man, how old's your little
He's scout? 7 years old.
Oh, he's 7?
No.
Yeah.
No, man.
Oh, Mike, I got to let you go, my man.
All right. Sorry, man. All right. Yeah, well, I was live in a classroom today at Penn State. I did that classroom thing again.
Oh, okay. Well,
I didn't do it the first time because it failed. And my dog got into a barking fit.
Of course she did.
In the minute, like, she was hearing voices, and she was doing the Sheba howl.
No, she was howling during your thing. What did you do?
I had to stop twice. I go, hold on a second. So I finally grabbed her, I threw her in my office, and closed the door.
Should have given her a snossage.
And ran back there. No, man, she heard something. Like, somebody was at the door, but nobody was. Zachary in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Zachary.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's up, Zach?
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to call in. Love the show, man. Love listening to you.
Thanks, buddy.
A lot of hype about the Flyers right now, 4-game win streak. I know that you guys don't really like to talk hockey on the Mike Messiah.
Oh, we love to talk hockey when it's pertinent to talk hockey. Right now it is. They won 4 in a row.
Primarily football, guys. I know you guys like talking about the Birds and your Lobsters, but I'm really excited about the Flyers, obviously. You know, they're playing really good hockey, and big game against Washington coming up tomorrow night. I'm going to be there for sure. I'm not going to miss the ball.
Yeah, well, that's a measuring stick game, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Against those Caps.
I'm interested to know if they're going to put Moose in that because he's been playing really well.
I don't know, Tyrone. You think you feeling Moose or you go with the kid?
No, they're going to go with the kid. They're going to go with the kid. Yeah,
you
got to
go. You got to go with the kid. Yeah, you can't Moose it. Come on, man. You got to go with your best right now.
That Moosey guy's playing pretty good puck right now. You know, you can tell he's got a lot left in the tank. He really wants to play hockey.
Yeah, he's back. But, he's back up.
You're
not going to win with him. You're not going to win with him. Come on, stop it.
Oh, come
see,
on.
You Flyer fans always lose me. Now you're making a Moose case? Come on, bro.
Come on. I got confidence in Moose. He's playing on the one-year contract. I think that, you know, if they had the cap space right now, maybe sign him to an extension. And I think that he wants to stay in Philadelphia, too. I think that if they approach him next year, they'll definitely get him.
Where's all this Moose love coming from, Zach? Come on, man.
Oh, come on. Who doesn't love going to a Flyers game every time he makes a save? You go, Moose!
See, this is why I, you know, I flew.
You lose!
This is why I flew.
Good day, sir!
You know what I'm saying? It went four in a row, he's moosing me.
The kid won the last game against Boston. It was the kid who did it.
If you're going to go anywhere, it's the kid. You can't Moose. You can't shift in that downshift to Moose.
Like 2 days off.
Oh, man. I'm not worried about them signing him to another contract. That's the last thing on my mind right now.
That was weird.
It was a weird call. Angel Bethlehem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Angel.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on, Angel?
I'm doing well here in Bethlehem, getting ready for the Patriots game. My wife actually, she won two tickets to watch the Eagles-Patriots game.
Oh, where'd she win that?
Did something through Verizon, our wireless carrier.
Oh, look at that. That's nice. So you're going to make the trek all the way down from Bethlehem.
Yeah, you know, my daughter's a student at Temple, so I drive down all the time.
Oh, fantastic.
So just wanted to, number one, I think I do think the Eagles are going to win because, hey, I'm going down. They're going to treat me to a win. Number two, any advice for, first timer going down to an Eagles game? I'm pretty excited.
I think you'll have fun. It'll be a festive crowd. 425 game, which gives people a lot of time for the beverages. And so they'll be jacked up, and hopefully they don't get down early, because you get down early and you have some beverages in you, it could get nasty. But hopefully it'll be a good game, and the energy level will be high.
I'm excited, super excited. And one last thing. I have to take the wife, right? I have no choice.
Well, is she a football fan?
Yeah, she's a football fan.
She won the tickets, right?
She won the tickets. I have no choice. I'm joking. I have to take
her. Well, hold on a second. I know you're getting to something here. You are suggesting to me that you might rather go with one of your mates. Am I right?
Am I right about this? Listen, she thinks Brady's hot.
Well, yeah, but she's not going to see much of him in the helmet. Yeah, but I'm more concerned about your thought process here. Because you go, I have to take the wife. Chances are there's a friend that you would like to go with. Am I right?
She's listening, so I'm going to say absolutely not, Mike.
Okay. All right. Well, it doesn't sound like you can wriggle out of this anyway if she wants to go. But if she was lukewarm on going, then maybe you have an opening.
If she was lukewarm, but she's not. She's excited, so am I.
Well, that'd be a good bonding thing for your husband and wife to do. Go to the Eagles game. Root them on.
Root them on. Go Birds.
Yes, Angel. Go ahead.
It's tough. It
sounds like Angel wanted to take the spouse.
Yeah, because he was like, I have to take her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So he's probably got a buddy who's an Eagle fan and go down there and drink some beers, you know?
Not always fun.
I don't have to worry about the, you know.
Yeah.
She's asking a bunch of questions. Who's that? Why'd they do that? Like, you don't answer that at the game.
You're a prince, man. I swear.
I want to answer questions.
You're not wrong.
Did you, were you not the type, when you were courting the lovely Elizabeth, would you not take her to the game?
I would take her to the game and yell at her.
You didn't like the fact that she asked questions?
No. I would get really mad. I still get mad. I'm like, you know how many games you watch? Yeah, I still get mad. She's a tough girl.
Oh, man. 610-620-97. There are two open lines. It's a good time to get in because, you know, get the 5 o'clock hour and you never know how that's going to go. So this would be a good time to get in. It's before the witching hour of 5 o'clock where we'll have Sal Pal. It is the Mike Missinelli Show. It's 97.5 Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
445, Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. A guy on Twitter sent me this story. I don't know if you caught the story. It was in Jersey, Tyrone. And it was on NJ.com about the third base coach in a junior varsity game who was sued.
Yes.
The kid came in sliding, trying to turn a line drive in a gap into a triple. And he slid and he smashed up his leg to the point where he's had three surgeries and they can't get it right. He's got this apparatus inserted in the ankle and all, the whole bit. So he'll never play baseball again and then never really walk clearly again because of this bad slide that messed up, shattered his ankle. So they sued the junior varsity coach.
He told him to get down.
Told him to get down the slide. And it's actually this case went on and on, and it was like a 7-year odyssey, and it went to the jury, and they deliberated over this.
Yeah,
it's a fascinating story.
This is where I don't do a lot of the get off my lawn thing. You don't either. You're always about progress and moving forward and stuff like that. I will say, there's a generation of softies, and it's not necessarily kids. I've never blamed the kids. In fact, I always blame the parents. Accidents happen in sports.
Yeah.
Things happen. I practice, a guy goes out, takes my place in the route, and he breaks his leg. It's part of, like, injuries happen, and some injuries are worse than others. There's been kids, unfortunately, that have been paralyzed playing football, youth football and stuff. I don't understand why you would sue about that. Sometimes bad things just happen.
They sued because the kid is, they put a life expectancy on the kid and the amount of money he can earn if he, would have had a perfect ankle and now he doesn't. And all, so all that goes into a formula. Perfect. But the standard, I would teach cases like this in my sports law class at St. Joe's. The standard is, like, was the coach reckless in not teaching the kid the proper way to slide?
Are we sure he didn't?
That's what the testimony got. That's why it was litigated that way. But there was a case that I used to teach in a phys ed class. I forget what sport that they were doing in the phys ed class, but the coach that particular day, the phys ed teacher, decided to play softball. And a bunch of kids wore running shoes.
Right. Of course, to gym, that's what you wear.
Right. So the running shoes were not conducive to running on a baseball field. And a kid tried to round first base and shattered his ankle. And the phys ed teacher got sued. The school got sued. And the case came out against them.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was reckless. In that he should have known that kind of footwear was not proper for that particular exercise. So it's a fine line. But this case would have set, like if this case went in favor of the sliding player, it would have turned sports upside down that as we know it in high school, at the high school level.
Yeah, and I don't like that the kid won that in the phys ed thing. I remember playing baseball in gym. I always had my running shoes. Or my basketball shoes, and that was that. And if I had broke my ankle, then I broke my ankle. You fall, and you get hurt sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand. I guess I understand the legal part, but I don't understand the mechanism in your brain to where you decide to sue because you got hurt in gym class.
Well,
I got hurt. Again, I got elbowed in the face. Things happen.
You put yourself in the family. This kid may have to have his foot amputated because there's signs of necrosis now where dead tissue.
I am in their spot.
Cell.
It's a really bad thing, but he went to slide. Now, if the coach had him doing, there's tons of things coaches do wrong. I still came up in the era where we had double sessions and you weren't allowed to drink water. So things like there are plenty of things that I think coaches do that deserve litigation. Sliding, that's just a bad slide, and it stinks that the kid, like, I'm not glad the kid, that's terrible, but I just don't see how.
Oh, I get you.
That's where I think it's wrong.
Yeah. Anyway, the guy sent it to me, so thanks for that. Rodriguez in Middletown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Rodriguez?
What's up, Mike? I'm cold in Middletown. Cold.
Oh, frio. Yeah, it's cold frio. All over, brother.
Muy frio. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
You know, it's very important that he wins this game. You know, I'm still waiting for, I was waiting for the Cousins and Vikings game. You know, he didn't do it. Then I was waiting for the Cowboy game. He didn't do it again. And it's like, Mike, it's important for those people who have filled their doubts. It's not that we're nuts or crazy or you know, it's just that we're still waiting for him.
Well, especially guys like you. The worst thing that can happen to you is Wentz pulls this off and beats the Patriots, and it would take away your narrative. Then you would have nothing left.
No,
how's everyone doing?
I would love it.
That's not true. We shall see. If he beats the Patriots, I want to hear your call on Monday, Holmes.
Yes. You remember, Mike, when Aguilar couldn't catch a ball when he first started, and then Wentz went down, and then Nick Foles comes in, and all of a sudden, Aguilar's a better player, and he even did well in the Super Bowl. Now, Foles made him play better, and that's what Wentz. I want
that's not true!
Hey, Rodriguez, you know
make
what?
Make him a better player.
Here's the bottom line for you. Eres un enemigo de Wentz.
I'm just waiting for him to win the big one. Win me one. Uno solamente, Mike. Solo uno.
Uno solamente.
Dame uno, Mike.
Uno. All right, buddy. You got it. Solamente. Tom in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike, I love your show, but you're killing me today, Mike.
What did I say to kill anybody? What did I say?
You know, Mike, come on. I know you a long time, and you know you do coin phrases.
Uh-huh.
And you did coin the Folesian phrase.
Yeah.
And I can't stand anybody comparing Foles with Wentz.
Okay.
But, Mike, you also coined the phrase, it's hockey. You started that. It's hockey. Whenever something stupid happened, especially in hockey, now you're excited about that they scored 8 points. It's hockey, Mike. Hockey is not even a top tier sport in this country. 3/4 of this country has no ice.
Well, listen, it's probably a reason why we don't talk a lot about hockey because you're right, but that we can't ignore the Flyers on a win streak.
They're
on a win streak. People are excited about it. I can't like ignore the people that are excited.
Well, I guess they tell you you've got to do it. But, I mean, I remember when you would absolutely say it's hockey.
I can't disrespect the sport, Tom.
Well,
We talked about hockey maybe for 5 minutes today. Come on, brother.
Let me give props to Ty. Ty's right about this. When he says that right now Penn State is not top tier, okay? And they're not. They're not top tier in football. And hockey is not top tier when it comes
Nobody said it was top tier.
Okay.
But it's not like, we don't have to ignore it either. Come on.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Now, also, for Ty, I have to give Ty props again by saying this is the worst crop of wide receivers in that I can remember that played for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And Wentz deserves the MVP if the Eagles make it to the finals because he has nobody to throw to except the tight ends and a couple of the backs.
I agree. That would be a significant achievement if he got this team to the Super Bowl, which I would bet $1 million against at this point.
Yeah, and finally, remember one thing, Mike, when it come back to hockey. Hockey was only brought into Philadelphia in 1967.
Why are you such a hockey hater, Tom?
Because
why does it offend you? It's another sport. Some people like it. That majority doesn't, but why you got to hate?
Well, listen, I'm a white guy, but hockey was brought in because of race, and you know that as well.
It was brought in because of race? First call before the 5 o'clock hour.
On it early again.
It's a precursor, ladies and gents. So stay tuned. More wild happenings to come here on the Mike Mussinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.